This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Mental health is not about how the brain works, it's about relationships. That's one observation from UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Health, Denis Puras, detailing the psychological effects of lacking family unity for children separated from their migrant parents. The expert told the General Assembly last week that detention for families on the move has lasting impacts on children, and said the poor treatment of migrants and negative public debate surrounding migration is harming society at large. In an interview with Natalie Hutchison from UN News, Mr. Puras explained the importance of rhetoric in migrant and local families' emotional well-being.
The tendency is not good that political leaders, they use these rhetorics and then actions, which are based on inciting fear to local population. Xenophobia, intolerance, disrespect to people on the move, and the facts which are used are misleading, that criminals are coming and so on. So my conclusion as a special rapporteur in this report was that this is detrimental not only to health and well-being of these people on the move, but public mental health of local populations, mm-hmm. because if you tell to especially to children or to adults, you know, that these people who are coming are bad and they will do wrong things. So it's very harmful for social fabric, social capital of societies.
So you're saying that the rhetoric, the negative rhetoric that's spreading regarding immigration can impact people in general, not just the migrants themselves. Right.
Yes, because mental health, as we understand now in modern times, mental health is not so much about how brain is working. Mental health is about relationships. There are societies that are, let's say, more healthy, and there are societies that are less healthy. And we can measure this by indicators as level of mutual trust, respect between citizens, between people, or levels of violence, you know, youth violence, other violence. So the more the relationships are based on mutual trust and respect, the more healthy is society. Mm-hmm. And now, paradoxically, some political leaders are inciting disrespect and intolerance. And then it is harmful, not directly to individual mental health, let's see, as it happens during some mental disorder, mm-hmm. but it destroys social capital. And then public mental health goes wrong. So this was my idea and my warning that this should be stopped.
And what are some of the lasting effects of separating children from their migrant families?
The effects can be lasting through entire life. We know from we have a lot of evidence from different parts of the world when children are detained, maybe not in this context, but for different reasons, when children are institutionalized, and especially harmful it is for their emotional health and well-being. It's about self-esteem. It's about they are then become very vulnerable, prone to anxiety, depression. Adolescents often react with behavior problems. They are running away, they are protesting the rest of their life. They simply lose trust in other people. This is detrimental to their mental health and well-being.
Are you optimistic that these policies can be repealed and we eventually won't see any sort of detention of migrants?
No, in my work I try not to guess, let's say, if I am optimistic or pessimistic, just I want to contribute that all of us in all countries and globally mobilize those who believe in values of Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is 70 years this year, because there are people who forgot maybe what happened in 30s and 40s in Europe, why mm-hmm. this happened. It started from similar mm-hmm. problems. And so before it is too late, we have to mobilize and to show to these political leaders that we strongly disagree, and then then it is possible that they will change their rhetorics and actions, but it will not happen if we are indifferent and just observe what is happening.
Right. And what is the UN's role in eliminating the negative discourse?
Some good things are happening, like Global Compact now is under preparation and soon will be approved. There is some fragile but still agreement between states about how we should manage this situation with people on the move globally. The crucial component of success will be good implementation with independent monitoring and accountability. States have to be accountable not only for rights of their citizen, mm-hmm. but of every person who is in the territory of the country.
Great. You talked about the importance of changing the discourse on immigrants and migration. What can we as people do to eliminate stigma associated with migrants and migration?
Well, there are many ways, you know, especially in democracy, to disagree, especially when we raise our children and grandchildren. So to explain to children that unfortunately in this post-truth era, there is a lot of fake news and manipulations with facts. The people on the move, they are not dangerous. They are not bringing disasters. And we should stop this demonization of these people and also to send this message, especially to younger citizens, that we need to come back to this situation when those countries who are more, let's say, heterogeneous, who are more multicultural, they are stronger in their economies and in the social policies. So this is very strong evidence that countries need people who are coming, and if they isolate, they punish themselves.